Hi, thanks for listening to KJZZ's audio service, which is supported by AARP Arizona. Keep Phoenix in motion with events to get out and do more things with your friends and family. Discover all the real possibilities here in the community on Facebook at AARP Arizona or aarp.org/Phoenix.
Alzheimer's disease and other dementias can take a toll on both caregivers and the person living with the disease. As it advances, those living with the disease can develop behaviors like anxiety, restlessness, and even aggression. As KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie reports, some providers and caregivers are looking at medical cannabis as an alternative treatment.
Let's see, I know exactly when the red flag went up.
Sandy Mercer is talking about the first time she noticed something was really wrong with her mother, Irene.
Prior to that, I was just thinking it was old age. She was 89.
Mercer and her mother had taken a trip back to the East Coast where they're from.
And flew in on a Friday night. And on Saturday morning, I got up and she was putting her eyebrows on with a ballpoint pen.
Irene was eventually diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Mercer tried to care for her mother for about a year without any support. But like a lot of people with Alzheimer's, Irene developed behaviors.
She would be walking around the house looking for her mother, who died when she was in her 20s, and saying, I need to go home. Where's my home?
Irene was sundowning. Sundowning is a symptom of Alzheimer's disease, and it typically occurs later in the afternoon or early evening. It's an especially difficult behavior to manage. It can trigger restlessness, confusion, and agitation. At that point, Mercer had joined an online support community.
And in that online support group is where I started seeing mentioning of medical marijuana to help out with the sundowning.
Although medical cannabis is still illegal at the federal level, most states have legalized its use, including Arizona. Still, using medical cannabis to treat dementia patients isn't typical among providers, so Mercer did her own research. She also obtained medical marijuana cards for both herself and her mother.
How did you actually figure out what to give your mom?
I did a lot of research online, and I'll show you a couple things that I found, but it was more or less trial and error.
Using herself as the guinea pig. It took her a while to find the right combination of THC, the psychoactive compound in cannabis, and CBD, a non-intoxicating cannabinoid found in hemp.
And what I would see is just that she wouldn't go into that acute afternoon sundowning.
Mercer's mother could have been the exception, or maybe she was the rule. But more and more caregivers and even some providers are considering alternatives like CBD and THC. In June, the community group Dementia Friendly Tempe hosted a talk about medical marijuana and dementia. It was a packed house. Jan Doherty is a special projects coordinator with the Banner Alzheimer's Institute. She helped facilitate the meeting.
And so caregivers are saying, hey, you know, I've heard that marijuana is being used or somebody's using gummies. And we just felt that it was time to have an informed talk by a physician.
So Dementia Friendly invited Dr. Walter Neary, a geriatrician with the University of Arizona College of Medicine, to talk about medical cannabis. Neary, a dementia specialist, is in the early stages of a small study, so far only 10 to 15 participants, that'll look at the effects of medical cannabis in patients who have dementia with behavioral problems.
To be quite frank with you, I'm kind of desperate because all the medicines that we traditionally use all have side effects.
Like Seroquel, Zyprexa, and Risperdal, which are all antipsychotics, and mood stabilizers such as Depakote. And the risks associated with those drugs, he says, often outweigh the benefits.
So I'm looking for another alternative, and if that would be marijuana, then that would be good.
But even if Dr. Neary proves that medical cannabis can help curb behaviors and improve quality of life, will those with the disease and their caregivers seek it out? According to the Arizona Department of Health Services, as of June 2019, only 105 people listed Alzheimer's as the reason why they obtained a medical marijuana card. There are currently more than 200,000 cardholders in the state. Here's Jan Doherty again.
With this current group of older adults, remember, they grew up during a time where marijuana was very much frowned upon.
Marijuana, the burning weed.
Reefer Madness was a 1936 film that depicted the downward spiral of two teenagers who tried marijuana. While the film might have scared an entire generation,
The discussion in the boomer group will be a bit different because this is a group that was readily available. Many of them did experiment or have continued to use marijuana throughout their lives.
While we don't know a lot about the effects of CBD and THC on people with dementia, their loved ones are hearing stories, and they're willing to try anything to ease any discomfort, which means patients, families, providers, and those who work in the cannabis industry all need to be a part of this conversation. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.